you stink up the airwaves.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's now even a radio show out of Washington, D.C., where the hosts sit outside their studio and sit.
It's just port sitting. We just sit.
This is on the air.
Yep.
Of course, Claude makes the perfect guest.
Hey, how's it going?
We're just sitting.
What are you doing?
We're port sitting, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. I just want
to set up. This is on the air.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Anyway.
God damn it.
Whoa.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, it's time for... let's use that one.
Maybe
that machine. It's time for a real fast edition of We Got Egg on Our Face.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a real fast. Want to thank one of our listeners who picked this up from some website today from the Houston Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Robbie. Well, moments ago we announced that we were starting tonight, 6 to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
On the station in Houston.
Yeah.
The game,
1560.
All right.
Let me see. It was in the Houston Chronicle today. FCC officials late last week rejected a request by 1560 AM KGOW for special temporary authority to add nighttime broadcasts.
Oh.
The request would have permitted nighttime operations while KGOW's owners work to resolve issues.
I'll need a paper towel, please.
Surrounding an FCC construction permit for a new night transmitter location.
Fixing.
Now, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. Let me just get, I got something on the corner here.
There you go. I think that was
Mike,
scrambled.
It's not all bad.
Really?
KGOW, which is now known as KILE,
mm-hmm.
plans to change call letters as it launches its sports and entertainment lineup today, August 20th, is now licensed for daytime operation only. However, the station can operate for 2 hours.
At reduced power?
After sunset.
Uh-huh.
At reduced power. Under what is described by an FCC official as post-sunset authority.
What time? We're on from 6 to 10?
Yeah.
What time is the sun going down now?
In Houston, I believe, about 7 p.m.
7 p.m. So
at 7 p.m.
We'll be on the last hour of our show. We'll be not heard. Right.
Right. And I think
we'll barely get to 9.
And, let me see now.
So it'll be 6 to 9.
We'll have 1 hour of full power at 1560, then 2 hours when they go from 50,000 watts to 25 watts.
And then due to the regulation, they will pull the plug.
They will go off the air.
And I guess no
Oops.
No sign of that coming anytime soon.
Late last week, the FCC turned the station down for temporary authority to add nighttime broadcasts. That would answer the question as to how we got the clear for nighttime broadcasting in Houston.
So, well, and certainly for a very short period of time, because the way I understand my science, the sun will go down earlier and earlier as we get closer
every
to Christmas
night.
Time, of course.
Just a month or so from now, it'll be like an hour earlier than, you know, come fall. The
fall back is...
Sun goes down like at 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Fall back, the show won't be heard.
At all.
I believe. That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Well, I got most of the egg off my face.
Well, of course we got it clear in Houston. Of course they signed up. It's when they're going to be signing the station off.
The employees should enjoy it.
I think the employees will enjoy it a lot. That'll be...
And
so we'll be maybe what?
I don't know.
6 hours of 50,000 watts. About a week.
What, like a month, maybe?
A month, yeah.
Six hours of 50,000 watts at 1560.
Well, I think with 1 hour at 50,000 watts, we're really going to catch on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I have tremendous confidence that that's going to work out for us.
That's how you build an audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, whoever made that happen.
Someone at the network.
Someone great, for sure.
Someone who's working overtime. We couldn't be more happy and more pleased and more proud.
Thank you and thank you and thank you.
And, hey, I guess that when can they revisit that that deal about staying open?
I guess when the FCC tells them they can.
Can they reapply? That's usually months, isn't
it? Staying open. We want to stay open.
That's right. They want to stay open a little later. Well, they want to stay open 24 hours a day.
They do, but I think there are other stations that have already peed on that territory.
The frequency.
Probably stations that are smaller in number.
I mean,
and I don't mean like the number of stations. I'm talking like maybe 1,400 or 1,300 or 1,100.
There you go, dreaming about dial position again.
Yeah.
As if our show would ever be good enough to be on a station that happened to be with as kick-ass a frequency as 1,100 a.m.
Yeah. It's just a man can dream, can he?
Yes, he can.
Well, I think it's funny.
I just want to put us between the uprights of 1,000 and 1,500.
This will do it.
Okay.
Thank you, and good night.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Jen and Mike. Have you guys heard of a drummer by the name of Michael Nerada Walden Jr.?
No, we're not. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Michael Nerada Walden Jr.
No.
Just stop it.
Go away.
All right, so
we're
hello.
Still reeling from this Houston news. Man, our little Texas two-step is over.
Yeah. Our domination of Houston radio.
Somebody pulled away our yellow rose.
At least when Infinity put us on a station that was a daytime station, we knew about it up front, right?
Yes, yeah, we did, right?
It was like a 500-watt AM station.
Well, if you broadcast the show, you know, live, we'd be probably well within the confines of that. Because it would be earlier, it's earlier in Houston, right?
A little bit, yeah. I was just looking ahead to December, to the shortest day of the year.
Yeah.
When the sun goes down in Houston at 5:26 p.m., that's the shortest day of the year in Houston.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be on for an hour and change.
Right.
For the record, I have no problem with this.
I'm down with it.
Sure. This is great.
Sure. I like
this
it.
This is great. This is great for the show.
I'm still getting my Texans jacket.
This is good and funny stuff.
Remember the Alamo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I've got some good news. I hate to correct, but the sun's going down about like 8:30, so you guys are going to be on till around 10 o'clock as it is.
7:57 is tonight's sunset in Houston.
Oh, hey, bonus party.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Almost 8, but as the days go on, that number gets shorter, my friend.
Well, that means to me, though, what time is the sun going down in Houston
7:57, 3 minutes till 8 this evening.
So that means that the show will be on almost in its entirety, although at low power.
Is there any way we can find out what the reduction is? When it goes down from 50,000,
right.
I'd like to know what it goes down to.
Yeah, and usually the test is, can it electrocute your dog?
Well, we'd have to ask Mike Vick now.
He'd be the expert on that.
Okay, see you later. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, I moved to South Florida about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and I just found you guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On the AM station?
Yeah.
AM.
Hold on.
AM 1890.
No, Mike, hold on. That's like 640.
Well, that's good.
640. Yeah.
640 in Miami.
640. Listen, that's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
AM 640. Isn't that man talk?
Yeah.
I was doing the channel surf, and I said, "Damn, that sounds like Don and Mike."
Yeah. Right.
So
they used to play Frank Sinatra.
There you go.
And the old people were not happy about it.
Who's this?
This is Joe
Ardinger.
The biggest reason I called.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I heard
your brain left your body.
Heard what?
Did Frida pass away?
Yeah, she did.
Yes.
Yeah, she did.
Wow, what happened?
Oh, dude, she was involved in a car accident.
Oh, Jesus! I heard that and it floored me.
Well, then why did you just ask if you had heard?
Pardon?
Why did you just ask what happened if you said, I heard that and I was
No, bored? I just heard that he was widowed.
You're talking to us. It is Don and Mike here.
Well, duh.
Oh, well, duh.
Exactly.
Okay, duh who? Duh you.
I asked you who this.
Normally, when someone doesn't realize that they're speaking with the hosts of the program, you see.
When we do that,
don't you?
And you hear that thing. And
means you're on the air.
Don, and I'm sure I answered this the phone by saying, Don and Mike show, what's up? You're on the air.
Well, I thought it was a screen call.
So you're enjoying the show. Enjoy the show and go continue with your
wonderful
South Florida life. Enjoy.
Thank you very much for your I'm sure. Or just
he's gone.
He's gone. You know, every now and then, you know, perhaps we do give real idiots too much credit. You know, we think that they're going to pick up. No, that was a guy that really didn't get it at any level.
No,
from the beginning to end, and then just went, well,
whatever. Hang up. Okay.
Jesus.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. What's up? Hello.
Hey, let's not forget that daylight savings time lasts longer this year also, so there's another bonus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It does.
Bingo.
Set.
Hello, big time.
Fantastic, right? They started it later.
They started
Now I'm totally confused.
Started earlier in the year and
Hello.
Ended later.
Right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hey. First off, I would like to thank you, gentlemen, for many hours of pleasurable radio entertainment.
You are very welcome, sir.
Sacramento smells like
what is going on in the background?
My girlfriend's yelling.
That's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Is she hot?
She says it smells like BM in Sacramento.
Of course it does.
She's got a good nose.
Yeah. You have the windows open today? that's what he wanted.
Yeah, but anyways, gentlemen, truly, when can I expect another appearance from Hop Singh?
This is another nutty call.
Are you drinking, sir?
Yes, sir.
What are you enjoying this afternoon?
BM.
I love that.
Put the lady on the phone, please.
Sure. They want you on the phone.
What's his name? Michael what?
What's his name? Michael what?
Michael Hughes.
Hello, my name is Michael Hughes.
Oh, God.
What's happening, Michael?
Oh, goodness gracious. I can barely stand the smell.
Hey, Michael, are you being screwed by your boyfriend right now?
Not currently at the moment. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to you.
What are you wearing right now,
Michael?
I'm sorry, sir?
What are you wearing, Michael?
What would you like me to be wearing?
Nothing. I'd like you to get naked right now.
I'm wearing a pair of punk rock jeans and a tank top.
I hope your tubes are tied.
You hope my what is tied?
I hope your tubes are tied.
Oh, you hope my soup what?
I hope That's your right. tubes are tied.
I don't know, man. No,
you don't know?
I don't think so.
Did you burn through the whole family selection of crystal meth this weekend?
No way, dude.
No way, dude.
Then my meth lab exploded.
Hey, real quick, rate your stupidity 1 to 10.
I'm sorry?
That's valid. Please.
That's a 10.
Yeah. Rate your stupidity. How stupid are you? 10 is the most stupid.
Compared to whom?
No, it's just a flat scale. You got to go for it.
Scale of 1.
I would give myself a good 8.5.
Eight and a half, atta girl.
What do you do for a living, sweetie?
I'm a law student.
We're set.
Yeah, sure.
Sacramento law?
What kind of law? Well, right now it's just general, but it'll be juvenile law eventually.
Sure will.
And what institution of higher learning are you attending?
UC Berkeley.
University of California.
Oh, you got Berkeley check.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, listen, what are you doing hanging out with a loser from Sacramento?
I don't know. I guess I somehow have learned to enjoy the smell of BN. It has seeped into my veins, and now it is a part of me.
Are you partying with him this afternoon?
No, sir.
Oh, now it's a no, sir.
Does it really smell like BM, though, there?
It really does.
Huh. And what do you attribute that smell to?
I think a combination of dirty, polluted river systems.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's standard for everybody.
And a bunch of tweakers that don't know how to use the restroom correctly.
Tweakers.
I like that.
Would your boyfriend be one of those people that doesn't?
No, sir. Of course not.
So he's clean.
Yes, sir. I just told you I'm a smart girl. I'm not that stupid.
Oh, you're smart.
What do you kids do for fun in Sacramento?
Oh, poo.
Oh, poo? Oh, poo.
You know what I'd like to do? I would like to tie your tubes.
And do meth. I like to play pool and ride horses, but I'm...
At the same time.
I want to tell you something. This would not be erotic. Have you ever seen a girl who can do that trick where she puts the maraschino cherry in her mouth and with her...
And the ping pong ball?
No,
same time?
No.
She's able to tie the stem into a little bow.
Can you tie a knot in the maraschino cherry?
No, I cannot.
No.
But I would like to do that with your tubes. You know why, darling?
Swim first, and then you teach me how to do it.
Darling?
Okay.
Let me put it another way. As my gift, I would like to offer you sterilization.
It's a bonus from the Don and Mike Show to the people of Sacramento.
No charge.
Every once in a while, we meet a couple so special, we think that there's no way that they should ever reproduce.
Now, do you have any plans looking down the road where you might move out of the Sacramento area?
Sure.
Because if that's the case, we can simply sterilize
it. I'm only here for summer vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, see, there's sterilization, and then there's the tying, and then there's the ultimate step.
And then there's the liberal BS in Davis.
The liberal
which I
BS.
Must return to.
Oh, that's right. So you don't like the politics down there where you go to school?
I'm a moderate Republican, so I'm too.
Well, isn't everybody in Sacramento?
I'm sorry?
Isn't everybody a moderate Republican in Sacramento?
I'm not in Sacramento. I'm in Davis.
How about if we get Davis. That dude that used to be a... Oh, Jerry Brown. How about if we get Jerry Brown to tie your tubes?
To do the sterilizing?
In Berkeley. While you're dropping acid.
Or perhaps Dianne Feinstein.
I'm sorry.
You sure are.
You should
no,
be.
No, but I have to say, Don and Mike.
Yes, Don.
For Michael Hughes' BM issue.
Yes.
You don't that has left me cracking up, like... Honestly, side splitting for like three days.
That's wonderful.
And I must gladly thank you for that. It was quality entertainment.
That's terrific. Are you wearing a bra right now?
Do I want a what?
Are you wearing a bra right now?
That's none of your business, sir, but yes.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Yeah.
Louder, please. We're not getting any younger. Sensible slacks.
You guys are great, dude.
La 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 la.
I'm at the university. I'm a co-ed. La la la. Yes.
I find an enema clears my mind.
You take care, man.
Yes. Red.
Sir.
In a box. Warm to the touch.
Thank you for the wonderful entertainment.
Goodbye.
Peace out.
And goodbye.
Peace out.
She didn't want to play.
I wish she was my attorney.
You know why she didn't want to play? She's close to that area.
Yeah.
I disagree, Sacramento. Mike. I think it's the same thing. I'd like to blame Sacramento.
Right.
I think it is the combination of the name Michael Hughes and the voice of Travis because it drove off phone sluts last week.
Well, I beg to differ because you know my philosophy.
I have a burrito in my pants.
ABS, Don. ABS. Always blame Sacramento.
Hurry up. We're burning daylight.
You know that- this is Michael Hughes. Goodbye.
And goodbye.
Sacramento reminds me. You watch that Hard Knocks program on HBO?
Love it.
Do you know where Herman Edwards lives?
Where?
Modesto.
Does he really?
They had video of him calling his wife in Modesto, California.
I've seen that this week. That's right. I forgot to put that together.
Yeah. How about that?
I tell you, as far as NFL coaches go, he's in fine shape, Andy.
Yep. You play to BM the game. That's his whole claim to fame is you play to win the game.
To win the game, and then he leaves.
One on one.
Then he walks out, leaves the players behind, and lets the coaches clean it up. That is a good show. I like that a lot.
We got some tapes of that, of that guy, Gunther Cunningham.
Oh, he's a happy
guy. This guy's got a mouth. You'll love the mouth on this guy from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not everyone likes.
He's the defensive coordinator.
Okay.
This night.
Family fun. I'll tell you what, you ain't getting a Thanksgiving's either if I can help
it. It's not one of my favorite things because players, you know, they're signing autographs, looking at the fans, and we needed a good practice.
You got to get the visual on this guy.
You can listen to him right now. He looks like
he has literally taken a trip through Mac Davis's colon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he
Fraggy.
He has on those aviator old man.
Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, except they're like day glow. Yellow glasses, aviator glasses.
And the thing that's making him so mad is family fun night at the stadium. Sure.
Yeah, because he hates to see guys signing autographs and looking at the fans.
Because you're a bitter old man, Chai.
Let me tell you something. The guys that make it, you better say, bless Thanksgivings right now and have a happy Christmas right now. Because when those 2 days show up, you want to see a flying you're going to see one.
Thanks.
That sounds like my son's toast to Ben Hahn. Hold on. If you like Thanksgiving, there's flying a-holes on that day.
Wow.
Thanksgiving's and Christmas, that's worse. It's like a nightmare for me because players, you know they're going to get some time off, and they tend to lose their focus.
This guy's such an ass. It's August, and he's already saying, I don't like Thanksgiving.
I hate the holidays. This is football time.
And I've been called a lot of things by a lot of players, and Grinch is the number one deal. And so our consistency...
For Gunther Cunningham, football comes first.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello.
What makes a Nazi? Hello. How does he get that way?
My name is Gunther Cunningham.
Hello. It's a devotion his family has come to terms with.
I've probably been a little bit short as being a father. I regret that, and I'm really good with my kids now that I'm a lot older. And my wife and I have been married for 37 years, and half the time I don't understand why she didn't throw me out because I was always gone. I was always coaching, you know.
You're full of...
The life of an NFL coach isn't easy.
I'll tell you what.
The hours are long. The pressure enormous.
And while the guy's doing the voiceover, in the back he's just like, you're full of ass!
He's just screaming at him.
Yeah, absolutely screaming.
I've never seen anything like it.
But Cunningham loves it. And the Chiefs. So much so that he's returned to the team that once fired him.
Being fired from here as a head coach and coming back to this organization, which has never been done in the league, people thought I was crazy for doing it, but I consider Kansas City my home.
And while they're running all this stuff that makes him almost seem like a regular guy,
yeah.
In the background, they're also showing him yelling at guys saying, you're stupid F! Get up, your ass won't be here!
Gunther Cunningham! Defend honor!
I remember the night after I made the decision to come back, Lamar and Norma Hunt called us at home, called my family, and we were so excited and hopefully be able to get this done with Herm and do it the right way will really mean a lot.
Gunther Cunningham hates everything.
The players would throw themselves on a grenade for him. Not.
Great, great show. Hard Knocks this year, really good because it's on HBO. It's got all the cussing.
How are the Chiefs looking so far?
Not so good, Mike. Not
I'll
so good.
I'll solve that pressure they're under.
Yeah. Not so good. Oh, we got to do this. I see a hand up and it says, break. Hey, how come it doesn't say please anymore on it?
I've got one for each.
Break, please.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.